You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is morning as Sheriff Richard Mack has a wonderful story. I heard him speak for the first time myself about 2 weeks ago at the UROC conference. And I wanted him to share his message with you because, of course, you hear a lot of doom and gloom. And there's much to be concerned about. But there are good people out there, many of them working within law enforcement, who are well aware of the problems that face our country and the tremendous power that exists legally in this country under our Constitution that has been given to the local police officers, specifically to the sheriff of any county in this country. In fact, the sheriff is the most important person in the county. Indeed, if enough of the sheriffs would take a stand, why, they could begin to push back the ever-encroaching power of the federal government. So, without trying to get too far into the subject, because I want Sheriff Richard Mack to tell you the story, Richard, why don't you go right ahead and pick up the story and tell our listeners who you are, what your message is, tell them about the book that you're offering and why this information is so vitally important to get into the hands of local law enforcement.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you, and I really appreciate you having me on your show. I apologize for my voice. I've got a little cold, and I might have to get your advice as to what I should do to get rid of this cold.
You take vitamin D3 and selenium and something called Allibiotic. You can get any a health food store, and this will clear the thing up in short order. But large doses of D3 is the most important thing you can do.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it was a pleasure to meet you two or three weeks ago in California at the UROC.
Yes, United Republicans of California.
United Republicans of California. And it was a great meeting, and it was the first time that I think you and I had ever met.
It is, and I'm sorry for that, but I hope we'll get a chance to be together many times in the future because I really appreciated your presentation.
Well, thanks. And I really like what you said at the beginning about my presentation. It is one of hope, and certainly we need to be aware of all the horrible things going on, mostly generated from our own government. My message is one of hope that there is an answer. There is a solution to all that's going on, and it's derived from the lawsuit that I filed against the Clinton administration while I was sheriff. And I was the sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. Before that, I was a police officer in Provo, Utah, and I'd spent 11 years with the Provo Police Department, and I got a very good education about what law enforcement was, what government was. And the thing that impressed me the most and probably discouraged me the most is that I actually had an epiphany occur to me, and I decided that from then on I would follow the Constitution, that I would keep my oath of office. I swore an oath to uphold and defend and obey the United States Constitution. And I looked at the Constitution, and I looked at what we were doing in government, and I saw absolutely no resemblance. And it really discouraged me. And I said, there has to be a better way to do these things. We have to be more honest than that. Certainly, the peace officers of this country should have more integrity when it comes to taking our oath and complying with the oath. And I asked the question, and I still ask the question in my books, how is it that those public officials, especially police officers, how is it that we keep our oath of office? To whom do we owe its fulfillment? And I continue to ask this question, and I'm not sure that anyone has in government has ever adequately answered it for me. And now we have this group called the Oath Keepers, of which I am a member, who I think have answered the question. And I've been preaching about peace officers in this country keeping their oath of office for over 20 years. And now I finally have, I believe, you know, I've always talked about a possible solution with that. But I believe that my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, comes up with a solution. And my solution to all this and my answer to the question, how is it that peace officers will keep their oath? I believe that with my book and the motto and mission statement of the Oath Keepers, it is the answer. It is the solution, and it's real, and it's effective, and it can happen tomorrow. And this is what I propose. I propose that every sheriff in these United States study and learn the purpose of the Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights, and that no matter what happens, no matter what the possible consequences might be, that they will keep that oath, and they will allow no one within their jurisdictions to violate the Constitution, which means, of course, all the alphabet soup companies in Washington, D.C., or the bureaucracies, I should say, not companies, but all the bureaucracies in Washington, D.C. will be put on notice by the sheriffs of this country that the Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights, will be enforced to the letter without any exceptions to anyone, especially those in government who should be held to a higher standard in complying with the Constitution. Now, I will say one thing, though, about my background. I was in law enforcement 20 years. I was elected sheriff of Graham County, which is southeast Arizona, in 1988.
Hold on there, Richard. We'll be right back with Sheriff Richard Mack.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, I'm here, I guess, Dr. Jeff Richard Mack. You pick up the story there, please.
All right. And so I was reelected to the sheriff's office in 1992. And then in 1993, the Brady Bill was signed by President Clinton. And then I really didn't have too much of a problem with the Brady Bill at first, the way it was advertised and propagandized by the White House, but I learned right away that the propaganda coming out of the Washington, D.C. and the White House was a big fat lie. Never once did Bill Clinton mention, when he was talking about the Brady Bill, that the sheriffs of this country would be required, under the threat of being arrested if we failed to comply, to enforce the Brady Bill. And so its implementation would be entirely the responsibility of the county sheriff all across this country. And when we had a meeting of our Sheriff's Association in Phoenix, three agents of the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, a branch of the Department of the Treasury, brought us a document that detailed what our responsibilities would be to comply with the Brady Bill. And we were all very upset. I mean, we got really angry about it. We don't take orders from the BATF. We don't take orders from the federal government. And let me make sure that every one of your listeners knows and understands this principle. Your sheriff, any county sheriff in this country, but your sheriff does not take orders from the President of the United States. And let me make this very clear. The President of the United States has no authority or jurisdiction to tell your sheriff what to do in any manner. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care. The sheriff is completely autonomous. He works for the sovereign people of his county. And there's not anybody in the federal government who can fire or hire your sheriff. They cannot tell him what to do. He can go along with them. He can go along with them to get grants and to get money, but that would be his choice.
And I think what's so important is for people to understand that all of this is bullying. All of this is instilling fear. All of this is telling people, everybody has to certainly bow down when the imperial presidency gives a decree, whereas that's not the way our country is set up. We have a constitution. It's the law of the land. It's not what Bill Clinton says it is. It's not what George Bush says it is. It's not what Obama says it is. It's what the Constitution says. And that, well, they've done everything they could to go around the Constitution because they hate it. Because it limits the power of the all-powerful state over the lives of the people, and specifically over the sheriffs, who are the most powerful individual in every county in this country. So pick the story up there.
Yeah, and I think we need to emphasize what you just said. The sheriff is the ultimate law enforcement authority in his county. There's nobody above the sheriff except the people. And that's really the point why he is so powerful, or at least one of the reasons, and that's because he's the only one that directly reports to the powerful source. The source of power comes from the people. Well, he's the only one that's elected in law enforcement, and that's one of the reasons he is so powerful. He's not appointed by another committee or appointed by the mayor or the town manager, or he's not appointed by one of the bureaucracies in Washington, D.C. Plain and simply, he is not a bureaucrat. He is a office holder of the people, and he is sworn to uphold and defend their constitutional rights. And so when we finished with the BATF that day and they left, the sheriffs were extremely upset about this. We are now being required, and remember, this is 1994, we were now being required by the United States Congress and the White House to enforce the Brady Bill, to conduct background checks on prospective handgun buyers in our communities, and saying whether or not they could have a gun. Well, the Second Amendment already guarantees the right of the people to keep and bear arms, and so this literally forced us to participate in a federal gun control scheme that I knew was unconstitutional. And so the sheriffs called another special meeting the following week to determine what we could do about this Brady Bill. And nobody came up with a very good idea, and so all the sheriffs basically acquiesced and said, there's really nothing we could do. I don't want to do this. I don't like it. It's Washington, D.C. arrogance at its zenith, but there's nothing we can do. And I said, we can say no. Just write a letter back to Washington, D.C. and tell them no. We're not going to do the Brady Bill here. Tell them no. Well, there was a little discussion about that, but it didn't go very far. They thought that that would be not a wise thing to do politically, and I guess most of them didn't want to fight Washington, D.C. in that matter. But there was a sheriff who did that, and it was Sheriff Nixon from Montana. And Sheriff Prince and I filed the case against him. But on my way home from this meeting, I had a 2.5-hour drive, and I decided that I was going to sue the federal government. I was going to sue my own government to get out from underneath this yoke that they had tried to place upon me. They can't tell me what to do, and I said that over and over. I said, I don't work for them. They don't pay my salary. They don't pay, they don't do anything to determine the existence of my job. And so I came home and told my wife that I was going to sue the federal government, the Clinton administration, and you know, that didn't exactly thrill her, but she supported me. And I called the National Rifle Association and asked them for legal advice, and I did get a hold of one of their lawyers, and he said that they were, that they had been praying that I would call, and that some sheriff in the country would call them and tell them that they wanted to sue over this Brady Bill. And so I was the first one to file this case, and it was filed the very day the Brady Bill took effect, which was February 28, 1994. And then a few weeks later, Sheriff Prince filed a similar lawsuit in Montana. But Sheriff Nixon, also in Montana, in Lincoln County, said that he would not file a lawsuit, that he would simply not comply with this because it had no jurisdictional authority attached to it, and that the federal government couldn't tell him what to do. And he was right, and that's the principle of my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And this is the answer, because we proved two sheriffs, two small-town sheriffs, one from Montana, one from Arizona, took a case all the way to the United States Supreme Court on the side or on the issue of states' rights, the 10th Amendment. And this is what you mentioned earlier, one of the greatest limitations on the federal government, and that is the issue of state sovereignty. The states can and have the responsibility to keep the federal government in check, and that's exactly what our Supreme Court decision mentioned. That's the premise and the motto of the entire case, and let me quote from it. State legislatures are not subject to federal direction, end quote. And so when we finally understand that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and that it is a specific limitation on federal authority, and that the federal government does not have carte blanche, and that there, as the case said, that the authority of the federal government is very limited, and that they only have discrete and enumerated powers. And all of that is in the case. And what I did is I decided at last election, as I was sickened and dismayed by the political process once again in our country, that would put somebody in the White House as socialistic and Marxist as Barack Obama, then I said there has to be a better way to get around Washington, D.C. politics. And the answer came to me in the title of this book. I wrote the book, got it published and printed, ready to go just a few months after the election. And now it's up to the people of this country to make sure that their sheriff is educated about this principle, that he is the ultimate authority in his county, and he has the responsibility to protect me and you against the incursions and against the abuse of the federal government. And that's the bottom line of all of this.
And I think what's so amazing is that this case went all the way to the Supreme Court. Justice Scalia wrote the opinion of the majority of the court. And this information has been, for all intents and purposes, blocked out by the media. Why? Because the media is controlled by this cabal that wants a fascist society. And the last thing they want is for the American people to realize that most of what goes on today is simply in violation of the Constitution. But do you want to read any of the specific things from that Supreme Court decision that said that you were absolutely right, that the federal government had no authority in the local community, and upheld your contention, a fact that the last thing they want is for the sheriffs and the American people to realize that we have lawbreakers at the highest levels of our country?
Well, that is true. First of all, this is probably, and let me reiterate here, and you just mentioned it, we won this case. Two small-town sheriffs beat the federal government. This was a big embarrassment for the Clinton administration. It was a big embarrassment for the United States Congress that they passed a law that was so violative of the Constitution. And I will say what you just said. I will emphasize this. I don't believe that there's anything in Washington, D.C. that resembles the Constitution. They violate our Congress, the White House, everyone in Washington, D.C., violates the Constitution on a daily basis. And my message is, when are we going to get serious about following the Constitution in this country? That's never going to happen in Washington, D.C. So where do we turn? Well, of course, we turn to the states. The states are sovereign. And this case mentioned that the states are sovereign numerous times. Well, my assertion in the book, as you pointed out, I bring out in the book several times where Scalia, the United States Supreme Court, does mention that the states are sovereign, that we're not subject to federal direction. Well, my favorite quote, and this is on page 36 of the book, and this is right out of Mack Prince versus U.S., right out of our decision. It says, quote, "But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions," end quote. And don't you really wish, I mean, everybody listening to this program today, don't you wish that every mayor, sheriff, county commission, school board, state rep, state senator, and especially your governor, and having that enforced by the county sheriff, don't you wish every one of them knew about this case and about this principle that the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions? Well, there's another quote And I really like how Scalia details his opinion here, because he quotes James Madison and the Federalist Papers and the Founding Fathers in lots of places.
You hang on there, Richard. We'll be right back here with Sheriff Richard Back here.
Listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Wild Bird Center in Denver asked, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, one of the things our founding fathers recognized is the fact that you could always justify all sorts of things like, wouldn't it be nice if? Wouldn't it be nice if we could simply pass a law and do away with crimes of violence, gun crimes? But they recognized, of course, that the federal government was incapable of doing that, because any law that the federal government passed, there would be unintended consequences. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just pass a law and say everybody could have free health care? The best of intentions, but it wouldn't work. The next thing you're going to know, you're going to have death panels, and they got a plan on doing away with grandmother. We already see all these government agencies coming out saying, well, what we've done in the past is all wrong. You know, we're going to stop screening for cancer, and we're going to stop a lot of the mammograms and other things we've been doing in the past. And it's really all about, of course, cutting back on the expenditures, because now the federal government's going to provide health care for everybody. so we're going to have to ration health care. Well, that's not what we want. I mean, we want everybody to have health care, but you're never going to get it from the federal government. When I got started in medicine, we had local control, and the doctors and the local community provided for the people who couldn't afford health care on their own. But once it gets to Washington, D.C., with the best of intentions, why, you're going to have to ration it, and you're going to have committees who's going to determine who's going to live and who's going to die, but with the best of intentions. And what Justice Scalia said in this decision, one of the most important Supreme Court decisions to come down, and that's why the average individual never heard of it, is we've got to keep the people from the on their own good intentions. So go, pick up the story there, Richard, please.
Well, and you make some really good points there. And people need to remember that the solution is in this case and in my book. And I guess we should make sure people know where they can get this. And it's
please
SheriffMack.com, www.SheriffMack.com, SheriffMack.com. And if you want to not use a credit card on SheriffMack.com, just email me at SheriffMack@Hotmail.com, and we'll take your order over the mail. Just do it through the snail mail. But the main thing is first of all, everybody needs to realize that who needs to read this book? And first of all, you do. And then you need to make sure that your sheriff is educated. And one good patriot over in Texas, Bruce Bullock, he bought enough books where he gave it to his entire sheriff's department. All the deputies, all the dispatchers, everybody got this book. It's only 50 pages long. Everybody can read it within a half an hour. And so, folks, there's absolutely no excuse not to get this book, and especially get it in the hands of your favorite deputy or sheriff. But the point that I really want to emphasize in this book is that this entire case dusted off the 10th Amendment. It restored the 10th Amendment as the supreme law of the land, which it is. State sovereignty is such a key check and balance. It's a vital asset and facet of freedom in this country for the individual, because it gives and it restores the power of the county to protect its citizens from tyranny. And that's what this whole thing was. This was two small-town sheriffs protecting this country from tyranny. And it gives the local jurisdictions the impetus to carry this banner of state sovereignty forward. Every sheriff now in this country, every county commission in this country, now has the tools and the information to stand against the federal government and against federal tyranny. And Scalia, if you'll allow me to quote him from the case, this is on page 15 of the book, and this is Scalia quoting James Madison, actually. And it reads thus, "The great innovation of this design was that our citizens would have two political capacities, one state and one federal." And then here's the kicker. "Each protected from incursion by the other. A legal system unprecedented in form and design, establishing two forms of government, each with its own direct relationship, its own set of rights and obligations to the people who sustain it and are governed by it." And then Scalia goes on and quotes Madison again. "The local or municipal authorities form distinct and independent portions of the supremacy, no more subject within their respective spheres to the general authority or the federal government than the general authority is subject to them within its own sphere," end quote. So the feds must stay within their proper sphere. Well, it says right here, the question is, who is in charge of keeping the federal government within its proper sphere? And, of course, that's the states and the counties. It's our job. And to reiterate this, let's go to page 16. And I'm actually reading from the book right here. I have a lot of this memorized, but not all of it. And so Scalia goes on, and he quotes Madison again. This separation of the two spheres is one of the Constitution's structural protections of liberty. A healthy balance of power between the states and the federal government will reduce the risk of tyranny and abuse from either front. So people have asked me, and they've asked you too, Dr. Stan, how do we stop the tyranny of Washington, D.C.? How do we stop abusive government? Well, I just read it. This separation of the two spheres is one of the Constitution's structural protections of liberty. So how do we enforce that protection of liberty? He gives the answer. Hence, a double security arises to the rights of the people. The different governments will control each other. Well, folks, there's your answer. He talks about the states being a, and the, even the local or the local communities, the jurisdiction of the local community, its job is to keep the federal government in check. That's what we're here for. And it says, I went past the page, sorry. Let me just reiterate this point because it's probably the most important thing that any of us could hear today. The local or municipal authorities form distinct and independent portions of the supremacy. Well, you see, the federal government, and I've had county attorneys even tell me this, that the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution bestows all power on the federal government. Well, that is an absolute lie. The Supremacy Clause says that the Constitution is supreme, not the federal government. The Founding Fathers had no intention of giving all this authority and power to the federal government right after they...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Sheriff Richard Mack.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights at 303-651-6427.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Hoover and Harris, CPAs and Greeley, remind our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who have had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family, and are on the air because they care about preserving that.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, you cannot be free when you have an all-powerful government. You cannot be free when you have bureaucracy that will tell you when to plant and when to harvest. You will not be free when you have a federal government that tells you how much CO2 you can generate. You cannot be free when you have a federal government that can regulate every aspect of life, and that is what the fascist element wants. But they are in violation of the Constitution. Now, if they don't like our Constitution, they should amend it. But they don't do that. They swear allegiance to it, but then, of course, they violate that oath. And, of course, what we need are people who will keep their oath to the Constitution, which every law enforcement official swears, which every government official swears, and we begin trying the traitors for treason. Liberty and limited government are synonymous, and tyranny and total government are synonymous. Which do you think we're heading towards? And of course, those of you who listen to our programs regularly, note that we have Pastor David Whitney on here every month talking about our Constitution, encouraging you to set up programs to teach people about the Constitution, because for 50 years they've intentionally taken the teaching this out of our schools and out of our colleges, and the people of great wealth who want the all-powerful government and who are financing this move towards a fascist America and a fascist world society have simply taken over our universities and deleted the truth. Well, this is what Sheriff Richard Mack has brought out in a very simple book, but this Supreme Court decision reiterates, of course, the fact that the power of the central government is still limited by the Constitution, which is still the law of the land, even if President Obama and President Bush and President Clinton and the first President Bush didn't believe in it. So you pick up the story there, Sheriff. What sort of response are you getting from sheriffs across the country, from law enforcement across the country, from people across the country, as you share your message with them?
Well, it's been absolutely amazing, Dr. Stan. I'm hearing from sheriffs all across the country. I'm hearing from deputies, from even military people who have seen the truth displayed and portrayed in this book. The truth behind state sovereignty, the truth behind local autonomy, the truth behind the power of the oath of office. The founding fathers did not establish this country so that we could have an all-powerful central government. They just fought a revolutionary war to stop such abuse and power. So they devised the Constitution to limit what the central government could do. And as you pointed out, now they think that they can control every facet of our lives, our water, our land, our farming, our industries, our homes, our families, our education, our children. They think they own it all. Well, folks, if we're going to put the federal genie back in the bottle, if we're going to turn all of this around, we have got to have the sheriffs on board with doing this. If we're going to keep this revolution peaceful, and we are involved in a revolution, and I pray to God that it will remain peaceful. And if it will remain peaceful, it will be up to our sheriffs to stand for freedom. If we're going to put the federal genie back in the bottle, the sheriff, the county sheriff, your county sheriff, has got to know and understand his responsibility to protect, defend, and obey the United States Constitution. He is your servant. He has promised you that he would protect you from the wolves. Whether the wolf comes from the federal government or the street gangs and drug dealers, it doesn't really matter. They both and all these criminals create victims. They victimize innocent people in this country. There's hundreds of stories, literally thousands of stories, where people have been abused and imprisoned by our own government. Well, this can be stopped. The sheriff has the authority and responsibility to protect you from such abuse. I'm telling you that my book has this answer. On the back of the book, I would like to read the endorsement from the most famous sheriff in the world, Sheriff Joe Arpaio from Phoenix. He's a friend of mine. He and I just spoke recently in California for a sheriff candidate there by the name of Bill Hunt in Orange County. And this is what Sheriff Arpaio has to say about this book. In 1994, Sheriff Mack took a courageous stand to defend the United States Constitution and the autonomy of sheriffs against the Clinton administration. His lawsuit and subsequent victory at the Supreme Court proved once and for all that the sheriff is indeed the ultimate law enforcement authority in his county and in this country. He is not a bureaucrat, and he does not answer to one. He answers to his boss, the citizens. The sheriff is the employee of the people and exists to serve and protect them in all matters. This book should be read by every citizen, police officer, and especially each sheriff of these United States, that we may become united in our service to the American people and dedicated to the preservation of those precious freedoms that so many have fought and died for. To uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution is our primary duty and our sworn responsibility, end quote. And folks, that's what this is all about. But this is not going to happen if you don't get involved with the process. We cannot afford to have the people of this country standing on the sidelines and watching the parade go by. We have all got to step up to the plate. We've all got to be players. We can all do something. And so again, I want each of you to go to my website, see what you can do to get involved. A lot of people are really taking this and running with it. We've got the Sheriff Project going on all across this country to identify those sheriffs who will be constitutional and keep their oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. We are educating sheriffs all across the country. I speak in Texas December 4th and 5th, and then Mississippi on the 9th and 10th. And then I just got back from Spokane, and we had 1,300 people show up at the rally in Spokane where I spoke. And the New York Times had a reporter there trying to put a, you know, I don't know how they're trying to spin this, but I spoke 2 hours with the reporter from the New York Times. And he's saying, you know what, this movement, this Tea Party, this 9/12 project, this, what people are doing is no longer just the fringe element anymore.
Hey, we're out of time, Richard. God bless you. We'll talk to you tonight. Thanks so much for being with us. God bless.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning is, has been Sheriff Richard Mack, and I want you to think about what he said. We have truth on our side. There is a fascist element out there. They're working at the highest levels of our government. They control the media. They control the educational system. They control many of our churches, our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations, and they have an agenda. Well, we have to have an agenda, too. Is freedom worth fighting for? Is freedom worth dying for? Because once lost, it will never be regained. We cheer our troops on over in Afghanistan. The war isn't in Afghanistan. I mean, who's financing al-Qaeda? Why, the Pakistani ISI intelligence agency. And who's financing them? Your tax dollars through our aid to Pakistan. This whole thing has been contrived. You have to have an enemy to rally the people behind a tyrannical government. There's nothing new about it. It's an age-old concept. It goes back to Machiavelli and is being practiced very efficiently in Washington, D.C. Are you going to get involved now? Are you willing to take a stand? Are you simply willing to grovel, hoping that feeding your friends the alligator, they will eat you last? Well, the time is now to do something. I commend what Sir Richard Mack is doing. We're going to have him on again. Our evening program, the second hour, and you can hear him at RadioLiberty.com. In Mountain Time, it'll be 10 o'clock. He'll be coming on. But listen to him, get his book. We're going to be carrying a DVD. We'll be carrying the book, but you can get his book from him now or wait till we have it in stock. But get it, read it, get it to your law enforcement. Get involved, ladies and gentlemen, or one day you'll have nothing to be thankful about. So then, of course, we want to remind you we are halfway now to having enough people to republish my book. And the book is a great deal because it will give you a weapon in this battle. Very inexpensive. If you buy a case of books, they only cost you $2.50 each. 60 books for $149.95 plus shipping. And you won't get any deal like this again. Not for a good long while. And so, as I say, we're now halfway towards our goal. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. There is a secret. It's been kept for 6,000 years. Dan Brown conceals it in his book, The Lost Symbol, although he knows what it is because, of course, he refers frequently there to Manly P. Hall. He opens his book with a quotation from Manly P. Hall, but when asked by Matt Lauer, well, what is this invisible force you're talking about? And Daniel Brown says, I don't know. Of course he knows what it is. He knows where this force is that you can tap into. He just doesn't want you to understand or anyone to understand what they're getting into when they tap into this invisible force that can give you wealth and power, but at a terrible cost for eternity. Well, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll get a case of our books for $149.95. We hope you, of course, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You'll listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen 9 hours a day to our satellite feed. Listen to the other programs to Joyce and, of course, to Pastor Butch and to Chuck Chrismeyer. And have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. We still have a free country. It's not going to last for long. They intend to dictatorship. What are you willing to do to help? So until Monday, when we'll be back to the Lord again, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly. So parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.